From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump has once again ramped up his rejection of stories about his campaign's alleged ties to Russia.
The Russia story is a total fabrication. It's just an excuse for the greatest loss in the history of American politics. That's all it is.
As part of the probe, special counsel Robert Mueller's team is almost certain to get to the bottom of a meeting between Donald Trump Jr. advisors and a Russian lawyer who claimed to have incriminating evidence against Hillary Clinton. In addition, two U.S. senators have introduced a bill that may slow some of Trump's pushback against the Russia probe. The proposal would prohibit firing the investigator except for due cause. Rwandans went to the polls on Friday for the country's presidential election. As the polls opened, election staff explained how to properly cast a ballot for the president. The incumbent, President Paul Kagame, is widely expected to win a third term. The East African community has international observers monitoring the polls, while the European Union decided not to send a team of observers this time. Local observers won't release their findings until after the polls close, but representatives of local observers haven't encountered any significant issues. The U.S. military confirmed Friday that an airstrike earlier this week targeted and killed Ali Mohammed Hussein of the al-Shabaab extremist group. The U.S. Africa Command said in a statement he was the only person killed in the strike and no civilians were harmed. Hussein, also known as Ali Jabal, was known for forcing Mogadishu businesses to donate money to the Islamist militants. This is VOA News. A new UN report accuses the government in the Democratic Republic of Congo of instigating ethnic-based massacres in the diamond-rich Kasai province. Lisa Schlein has a story from the UN Human Rights Office in Geneva.
The chief of the High Commissioner Central and West Africa section, Scott Campbell, says investigators heard tales of atrocities on a massive scale. He says many of the people interviewed bore visible traces of violent abuse, including amputated limbs, scars, mutilations, and horrible disfigurement from machetes. Campbell warns ethnic cleansing, possibly on a large scale, appears to be taking place. He tells VOA investigators have received credible evidence about the government's complicity in these acts. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands of government supporters took to the streets of Venezuela's capital on Friday.
Gran palo patriótico!
They marched towards the National Assembly building for the swearing-in ceremony of the country's newly elected Constituent Assembly. The Assembly is holding its first meeting at the Legislative Palace in Caracas, despite international outcry. The gathering of the 545 delegates elected to rewrite Venezuela's constitution is setting the stage for a possible showdown between President Nicolas Maduro and the political opposition, which says the election was not fair. President Maduro has vowed the Assembly will strip opposition lawmakers of their constitutional immunity from prosecution, while members of the Congress say they will only be removed by force. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's former chief of staff and one-time close confidant, Ari Haro, has agreed to testify in two ongoing corruption cases against him. Mary Mata has the story.
Police have been investigating Netanyahu for several months over the cases, but have released sparse details. On Thursday night, it revealed that the cases involving Netanyahu deal with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust crimes. Netanyahu's office has repeatedly denied wrongdoing over the investigations, portraying the accusations as a witch hunt against him and his family by a hostile media opposed to his hardline political views. Mary Mata, VOA News, Washington.
Police in Dubai reopened the streets around one of the world's tallest residential skyscrapers after firefighters put out a blaze that erupted early Friday. No major injuries have been reported in the tower, but a few people were treated for smoke inhalation, according to Dubai's Gulf News website. The fire broke out just after 1 a.m. in the 87-story Torch Tower, which is about 335 meters tall. The same building had also caught fire about 2.5 years ago. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.